Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello and welcome to Telling Future Generations, a new ministry program of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Our goal is to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. We have a very special guest with us here today. It's my dear friend and a former fellow missionary with Child Evangelism Fellowship who served with CEF for over 40 years, Rosemary Allball. Rosemary, welcome for coming on Telling Future Generations.
Thank you, Katrina. Nice to be here.
It's good to see you. Now, you've been retired for a few years now. How long have you been retired now from CEF? Do you remember?
Well, it's been at least 10 years, I know.
Okay. Well, I know when I came here in 2000, you were serving as a state director. And so how many years did you serve as a state director for Child Evangelism Fellowship? Do you remember here in Illinois?
Well, only as state director officially for about 5 or 6 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, there were some state directors that served before you, because CEF of Illinois has been here goes way back. Actually, CEF started in 1937, and I think Illinois was one of the first states maybe that got started right after that. And so
yes,
it's been here for years, even well before your time.
Right.
So do you remember some of the other state directors that served in that same position?
I do remember having several state directors. I don't really remember all of their names, however, but we did have an outstanding state director at one time, Arlie Martin, who later he and his wife went to the Middle East.
Okay.
And were the head of the child evangelism work in the Middle East.
Okay.
And Arlie was a man who I admired and respected very much. And then, of course, I do remember some others, but probably the one who stands out the most to me because she had the biggest impact in my life was Miriam Brown.
Okay.
When she was the state director.
I've heard her name for years,
mm-hmm.
and so it sounds like she did a wonderful job, and she had a really heart for the children, and that children would come to know the Lord.
Yes, she did. She was a very strong, capable woman, very knowledgeable in many different areas. She was a good counselor. She had a lot of patience, which was important to me because I needed someone like that to work with me. And so, yes, she had a great impact on my life. And then, of course, I have to mention Christine Barrett, who was not ever a state director, could have been, however, but she never was. She was a local director, and she was my spiritual mentor for years.
Now, she was a local director here in
Peoria. She was the local director here in Peoria, Central Illinois. And I think between the two of them, Miriam and Christine, they probably are the ones who actually encouraged me and motivated me to get into the ministry full time.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So was Miriam Brown, was she the state director when you started with CEF? Do you remember that?
Oh, no.
There was other ones before
that. We had other ones before
okay.
that.
Well, that is great. You know, I never know if I ever told you, but I just want to thank you so much because when you were stepping down as a state director and then I came in 2000, you, even though you were retiring and you told the state board, I am retiring, you graciously and you willingly, you stayed on for a couple more years. And I just really appreciate that because we didn't have a local director at that time. And then you were helping me to learn what a state director was. So thank you for doing that. And you helped me in so many ways and you introduced me to people. And I just appreciate it. And I just love you. And you're my friend and my ministry partner. So thank you for all you've done through the years.
It was a pleasure to stay when you took over as state director. I learned a lot from you, Katrina. And I learned how easy it is to let go of a ministry when it's time to do it, especially if you're letting go of it into someone's very capable hands. And every day that I worked with you, I felt more and more you were God's person to be state director. And it just made me feel so good about stepping aside. So I benefited from that too.
Well, thank you. But you know what? I'm so glad that you stepped aside slowly, because when you did step aside officially, then I was like, okay, I'm okay. Yeah. With the Lord, I'm okay.
And I knew you would be.
But you know, you weren't always just a state director, like you said, you know, about 5-6 years. But what are some of the other ministry positions that you served in with Child Evangelism Fellowship? Because you served for, was it 40 years that you served as a missionary?
Almost, uh-huh.
Yeah. So what are some other areas that you served in?
Well, first of all, I was a Good News Club teacher. That's how I started and was a Good News Club teacher for years.
As a volunteer?
As a volunteer.
Okay.
Sure. And then, I was a teacher trainer, which I always loved. That was really my first love, I think, was being a teacher trainer.
So I'm curious, did Christina Barrett or Marion Brown, like some of those names you mentioned, did someone say to you, Rosemary, you ought to be a teacher trainer? Did someone say that to you?
Christine Barrett did.
Did she? Okay.
She got me into that and told me I could do it. And so I watched her and I mimicked her.
Okay.
And whenever I heard her say something that was really good, then I would practice that and try to say it too. So,
well, she must have been an awesome teacher trainer, because if you're mimicking her, I mean, she must have been really good. Well, that's great. No, I didn't meet Christina Barrett when I first came. She was still on the state board.
Mm-hmm.
And she went home to be the Lord maybe about 3 or 4 years after I had been here. And I remember in a prayer meeting that we had with Christina Barrett, she turned to me and she was, I don't know who she was thinking of, but someone that she knew had recently stepped down from CF after serving like 40 plus years. And I don't think it was you, it was somebody else that uh-huh. she knew. And she turned to me, remember we used to have those women get together, the prayer meetings, like
right.
the monthly prayer meetings we would have. And she turned to me and she goes, are you going to be just like them? Are you going to be faithful to the ministry? And I said, what else could you say? You say, yes, ma'am.
right.
So, but I just really appreciate that about her faithfulness
yes,
all the way.
Yes.
All the
oh,
way.
She was. Yes.
Now, you said you were served as a teacher trainer, but you didn't just stay here in Illinois. You also went to other places. So how
yes.
did all that happen?
Well, as I got to be more involved in child evangelism, and went to the 3-month institute myself.
Out at headquarters?
Out at our headquarters in Missouri. I got to know a lot of people there, and they encouraged me to start kind of traveling around and doing teacher training.
Okay.
So first of all, I traveled here in the U.S. and did some teacher training in different places.
Now, this will also mean that you've already been on staff by this time, so
mm-hmm.
you had to raise your full support
right.
as a full-time missionary.
Oh, definitely.
And now, did you continue working in Illinois at the same time you're doing other countries, or were you just completely...
kind of back and forth.
Okay.
Kind of back and forth, yeah. I moved around a lot. And then after I... did teacher training in different states, I was asked to go overseas. I thought once, you know, and I thought, well, that'd be great. I'd love to go overseas and do teacher training. And then that just kind of spiraled. And so for several years, I did a lot of back and forth overseas to
okay.
do teacher training.
Now, you said you did training here in the United States in different states. Did you happen to know Patricia Beattie?
One of my very dear friends.
Because
yes.
she was a teacher trainer, kind of
yes.
like what you were doing, wasn't
right.
she, at that time?
Right.
And she was also here in Illinois and came and
mm-hmm.
helped here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you remember some of the states that you traveled here in the USA?
Mostly they were the southern states.
Southern states,
mm-hmm.
okay.
I was kind of assigned down south, which was fine with me.
Well, that's interesting because I came from South Carolina.
Yeah.
That's not my home state. Ohio's my
right.
home state. South Carolina is where I served for 7 years, and then I came. Were you in South Carolina at all? Or?
I probably was. Uh-huh.
Okay. So do you remember the names of the different countries that you traveled to overseas when you went overseas as an international teacher training?
Well,
CEF?
Mostly when I traveled overseas, I was assigned to South Pacific Islands and
Asia,
and
South
lands,
Pacific. Okay.
And then Southeast Asia, and once to Africa.
Really?
So those
okay.
Those are the ones I went to the most.
Which country in Africa? Africa's dear to my heart.
Nigeria.
So. Nigeria.
I
oh,
went to Nigeria.
Never been to West,
yeah.
West Africa. Well, that's wonderful. So you love teacher training. Would you say that teacher training was like your forte, your favorite thing that you enjoy?
I think so. besides mm-hmm. working with the children, of course, because, yeah. you know, you always work with the children alongside everything else.
Right. But you can't be a good teacher trainer if you don't keep your feet
no.
wet and you know,
you have to keep
ministering to the
with
children.
The children. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, ever since I met you, I actually met you out at headquarters before I came to Illinois when I was going through my initial training. But ever since I met you, you are an excellent Bible lesson teacher. And I've watched you with children, and I've watched you doing those demonstrations in the teacher training classes. I mean, you are just a master storyteller. But I found out after I got to know you, you never had any formal Bible school training, you know, like maybe a typical missionary would have, but yet you know God's Word. How did you learn God's Word the way that you know it?
First of all, I had a burning desire to learn God's Word. After I came to know the Lord, I just wanted to know more and more and more. And I did everything I could to learn. I remember the first time it was in a Sunday school class, they asked who would be available to tell a Bible story the next week. I had never told a Bible story in my entire life, but I said, I will.
Really?
I volunteered. And so they gave me the story, and I had never even heard those characters before. But I went home and studied that lesson and came back and told it. So I think besides my burning desire to learn and my willingness to try it, to get out there and do it, I think those two things are what helped me.
And then you said you were teaching Good News Clubs, weekly Good News Clubs.
Oh, yes.
And then you would go to teacher training classes.
Right,
and
right.
I remember hearing back in the day, like in the heyday of CEF in 1970s, that you would have like over 40 or 50 people that come to the weekly training classes at the Christian Center.
Definitely.
And wasn't it there like with Christina Barrett or yourself that they would actually demo the lessons
mm-hmm.
and then they would teach the lessons so that everyone understand what lesson they're teaching, then they would go home. And that's a wonderful way to teach God's Word. I mean, they're really getting it.
It is. I remember the week that Christine Barrett said, we really need a club in one of the housing projects. Are there any of you that would want to do it? And again, I was like, I will. I'll do it. And I taught in the housing project for about 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Just because she asked, and I thought, oh, I could do that.
Oh, that's
and
wonderful.
Then also I had one in my home for 8 or 9 years.
So by teaching, you learned
that's how
the
I
Bible.
Learned. I learned a lesson at a time, and it sticks.
Mm. Well, yeah. They say the best way to actually learn something is not just sit back and soak, but get up and do.
Do it.
Yeah,
right.
Get up and do.
Right.
Well, we're so glad that you are here with us, and we're going to continue to have you with us here next week at our program of Telling Future Generations. And now just real quickly, Rosemary, would you recommend someone to come to a CF teacher training class? Do you think that's a good thing for them to do?
I think that's a rhetorical question. 'Cause of course, my answer is a yes.
Yes.
I would recommend anyone take some teacher training and use it and reach the children.
Amen. That's all I could say. Amen. Well, thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. And join us again next week with Rosemary Albaugh as we continue in hearing her God story of how God used her in reaching many, many boys and girls with the gospel of Jesus Christ so that the generation to come would set their hope in Him.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.